Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, before the break, talked a little bit about, I teased a little bit about on, you know, dividends. And could a dividend in focus actually be a mistake? And we talk about dividends often. We talk about it sometimes as income. People think of it as income in retirement, right? Which we don't agree with. We think dividends play a
it's
part.
Not.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that we don't agree with it. It's not.
It's not. And we don't need to go down that path, but we do have to talk about dividends as part of a growth portfolio.
This is where let me set the problem up.
Yeah.
There are many Canadians owning Canadian stocks
yep.
by recommendation of an advisor or on selection of their own. And they're selecting companies that just pay dividends.
Right.
And they're good dividends. They're always paying. They're good dividend payers. And trust me, I invest in some of this as well.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not saying it's a bad investment. What I have a problem with is it's a focus of the core of a portfolio, or it is the portfolio.
Well, there's two things. So keep going with that. Let me continue the setup, right? Because it's the dividend. So I like that cash flow. Number two, particularly in Canada, you'll get some tax efficiency to receiving that dividend from a Canadian corporation. And so, hey, that's a really good strategy, right? We hear that all the time. You get dividends and I get tax efficiency. What's the problem with that?
I'll tell you there are a bunch of reasons why I don't like just a dividend portfolio.
Right.
There are a bunch of reasons. First of all, in order to have a dividend portfolio, you have to add on uncompensated risk. You have to take the good dividend payers, let's assume they're all good, mm-hmm. put them into a separate type of bucket, a portfolio, mm-hmm. and invest in that. So now you've got an active manager or a selection committee that's deciding what stocks go in and what stock goes out. Welcome to increased risk mm-hmm. versus the broader market as a whole.
Or concentration risk included in that.
Concentration risk. There are many industries that don't pay dividends.
Right.
And so you're going to eliminate them out of your selection criteria because you're focused on dividends.
How about the home country bias risk, which we've seen tons of?
Now, here's where I have an issue with the tax community in our country. When they are speaking to their clients, and what they're saying is true, so I don't want to say they're saying something wrong. They're mm-hmm. saying it's true that if you had dividend-paying stocks in Canada, you get a dividend tax credit when you invested in a corporate, in your company, or in a non-registered account. That's better for you, so just go buy that. Mm-hmm. They are tying the tax strategy to the investment idea. And so what you're forced on, because there's a tax credit, mm-hmm. is you're forced to just buy domestic Canadian stocks. Mm-hmm. We are so small from an economic impact around this world that you're giving up probably about 89 to 90% of the entire world if you just focus on dividend-paying stocks in Canada.
So I'm going to put that in perspective in a minute. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about this notion of the home country bias and how... Let's talk about total return. I want to describe what that means, okay? But
that's the number two issue.
Yeah. Let me put in perspective how big Canada is in our market. I think our total market cap, somewhere between about $2.6 and $2.8 trillion.
Correct.
What's Apple? $2
trillion? Yeah.
Alone. One company. Three quarters. That's how small the Canadian marketplace is.
You take Amazon, Tesla, and Apple. You put them together. And
oh, it dwarfs the Canadian market. Dwarfs it.
Three times over.
Yeah.
So why are you focusing a home-based bias? Because, first of all, it's easier to invest in your own backyard. You understand it. I can see these companies. I know these companies. They pay dividends. Good. Every country has this bias. It's not just Canadians. But the problem with Canadian investing, and advisors especially, giving this type of information that we have a good dividend-paying portfolio, you will get good cash flow from it. They're focusing on the cash flow, the dividends, and not the total return of the portfolio.
What does that mean?
Here's the example. You invest in Company A. Mm-hmm. Company A pays you a 4% dividend. The stock falls 15%. The response that we get in our community to the client is, don't worry, you got your dividend. As long as you don't sell, you're good.
Right.
Tell me somebody in retirement that doesn't sell their portfolio to live off of.
Well, so even if you don't sell, the total return, let's do the math on that.
Yes.
Minus 15 on the capital value, plus 4 on the dividend. By my math, we're down 11%.
Not including fees.
Correct. Okay. Versus a non-dividend paying portfolio of tech stocks that went up 43% last year. Which one's better?
And that's their discipline. The discipline, just buy dividend paying stocks because they'll do well over the long term. how narrow of a focus do you want to have as a money manager?
Right.
It should be part of a portfolio, not the portfolio.
And it should be part of the portfolio when it's right. And here's the other argument. So this is something we argue all the time. We have people that chase high dividends, okay, versus a low dividend. What's better, a high dividend paying company or a low dividend paying company?
Well, you're going to hear the bias. People are going to say high dividend paying companies are better.
That's where people would choose box A, right?
Right.
High dividend is better. Well, what does a company have to do to pay out a dividend? How does that work? What's the mechanics?
Yeah, so basically you make your revenue, pay your expenses, pay your taxes. After taxes, it's called retained earnings. A portion of that retained earnings go to the shareholders as a form of a dividend.
Right.
So you're retaining that money and then giving it to shareholders.
Now, if you, as a company, give the money to the shareholders, that reduces the amount of cash you have within the company to do what?
To grow the company even more.
Oh, there you go.
Is the internal growth rate of that company going to be able to get more than the dividend itself? You know, one of the most wealthiest and smartest investors in the world does not pay a dividend out of his company?
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett. Why has he said no? Because he can take that capital, even if he sits on a whole bunch of cash, waiting for the next opportunity. And every business can do this too. And I'm not saying don't pay a dividend.
Right.
What I am saying is when you focus on a dividend paying company, is that a dividend company that's no longer focused on growth? And can they continue that growth model for the future?
Right.
Because what you need in this economy through what we've been going through is growth. Growth that better than your competitors. That's a management decision. And I'm not saying that the company that are paying dividends are bad management or bad companies. They're just not going to grow as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you want that in your portfolio? Why would you want to have a focus of these companies that just pay dividends and are not designed to grow at a faster rate than their competitors?
Or pay a high dividend, right, for cash flow. We're eventually going to have to go back to, because there's a whole bunch of people listening right now, and they're cursing at us, saying, no, this is, I fund my life on this. I can, you know, live on the dividend cash flow and so on and so forth. We hear that
all. Well, that's a replacement. When someone says, I live off my cash flow, my dividends to live in my retirement, they're replacing the dividend paying stock for a bond.
Yeah, I was just going to say, okay, let's go down that path.
That's what they're doing.
That's right.
If the argument to me is
a dividend paying,
I'm getting
like
cash
bond
flow so I can live off the cash flow of the dividend, I have now taken away the bond market, a safety market, and gone to a higher risk because the dividend play is higher.
Yeah. And it's like a bond.
No, it's not.
It's a guarantee.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
How many companies cut their dividends? Hundreds every single year.
Right.
Tell me it's guaranteed.
Right.
There's nothing in any writing that says they have to. Now, the minute a company cuts their dividend, the valuation of that company goes down.
Well, it's a double whammy generally. Yeah.
Because you're not considered to be a grower. You're considered to be a payer.
Right.
That's like if your tenant cuts paying their rent to you, the value of owning that rental property goes down because you don't have someone paying you.
Right.
I get that. But that shouldn't be your only focus.
Right.
Would anybody buy a real estate property, let's say $500,000 property, get $20,000 a year in rent, but if the property value goes down, they're still giving high fives because the rent is still being paid on time?
Right.
I've yet to meet someone that says, yes, my house went down $250,000, but I got my 20 grand.
Right.
No one does that. But in a stock portfolio, they do.
Right.
Why? Because we've given them information that says it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And it's not okay. In the growth portfolio, you need a 5-pillar investment strategy. One part of it can be dividends. It should not be the portfolio.
Right. But again, we have to talk about it. We always come back to this. We talk about structure and discipline. So I want to be clear. We're not talking about the fact that dividend-paying stocks are bad, right? There's lots of dividend-paying stocks that are good. We own dividend-paying stocks. We're not saying that. It can't be so narrowly focused because it drives a bunch of narrowly focused decisions. You end up with home country bias. You end up with concentration risk in certain companies and sectors and geographies, right, and countries and all of these things.
You give up opportunity.
That's exactly right.
You give up opportunity. That's the problem.
Right. Total return. Total return is the answer.
And so for any of you who are investing in dividend paying stocks as a focus in your portfolio, go look at the total return and compare it over the years with other portfolios that have not focused only on dividends, but on total return. And you'll see the difference. And we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to talk about the 5-pillar investment strategy, why total return is very important in the growth of your portfolio, especially when you're going through retirement. And that's going to be on February 23rd. That's a Tuesday, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay. That wraps up another show. I think we've given some people some food for thought there.
Absolutely.
Food for thought on fixed income, food for thought on where dividends should be placed and what that focus means. We hope to see you at the next seminar. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.